Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to His Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
I'm trying to create a
what, 88 degrees outside, 88 degrees here in Macon, Georgia, with a high of 91 degrees and a low of 66 degrees. So it's kind of toasty. It's kind of toasty for this wonderful sunny Mother's Day, but hey, at least it's not raining. So thank goodness for that. It may not rain until sometime later this week, though. At least from my 5-day forecast screen, it may rain sometime tomorrow, Monday, or even Tuesday. But we'll hang tight, and for now, let's just enjoy, soak up this sun, soak up this lovely sunny day, this wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Say the truth, though, seven years ago. Well, 7 years ago, as a matter of fact. It'll be seven years ago today, Mother's Day 7 years ago, back in 2008, Macon had a serious tornado storm going all over Middle Georgia, and trees were just tearing up stuff, knocking down people's houses, and cars and everything that were in their way. And I guess by a miracle, my house was still standing. Granted, the carport was total, was destroyed. And I had a hole knocked in the ceiling by one of the huge branches of the trees that were leaning over. Thank goodness. I think the marigold tree from the front yard was the one that was, I guess, holding it up, holding one of the trees up. And if the marigold tree wasn't there, I probably wouldn't have a place to stay. In fact, I probably wouldn't be able to do it from here, as a matter of fact. I'm very grateful and very fortunate and very blessed to still have my house standing even 7 years later because of that huge storm, those huge tornadoes that we received 7 years ago on Mother's Day. I'm very grateful, and I wouldn't be able to have a place to hang my head, you know, to have a, you know, wouldn't have my own place, fine, you know. But I'm very grateful, and I probably might have to end it a little bit earlier. I probably have to end it right at 3:30 because, well, you know, it's Mother's Day, and I did make a promise I'm going to make some dinner for her so she don't have to lift a finger. So I'm going to make a wonderful, wonderful fish dinner, have fried and baked fish with some salad, along with some three bean salad trimmings and beets. So it'll be a wonderful, well-balanced, and very nutritious salad, so to speak. Well, not so to speak. It will be because I have, you know, it's not like I'm going to have saltwater tap or anything like that in the salad, you know. You know, I'm just saying. Just saying. Well, now that I got all this little crazy little banter, I guess it's time for the news. Yes, for the first time, black unemployment finally falls below 10%. Unemployment for blacks fell below 10% in April last month for the first time since the financial crisis. Crossing that mark is a reminder of how far the economy has recovered, but also how severe the recession impacted blacks in the U.S. Blacks got hit the worst of any race or ethnic group when the economy collapsed in 2008. Unemployment peaked at 16.8% for blacks in March 2010. Unemployment for whites was almost half that rate. Overall, the national unemployment rate fell to 5.4% Friday, its lowest point since 2008. But unemployment is still higher for blacks than any other ethnic group, 9.6% in April. So it's still under 10%, just barely. And Valerie Wilson, an economist who covers race and ethnicity issues at the Economic Policy Institute, says that, quote, that definitely is a positive step in the right direction. But it's also an indicator of how much progress needs to be made for African Americans, quote, unquote. Despite being almost 6 years into a recovery, The employment picture for blacks looks particularly grim in some states. So the blacks in Illinois have an unemployment rate of 12.5%, more than double the national average. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and also California are above 12% as well, according to the EPI report. The good news is that those rates have been steadily going down in the past year. Part of the wide gap in unemployment between races can be explained by education. Fewer blacks finish high school than whites, limiting their job options. But education doesn't illustrate the full picture. Does blacks with the same education levels as whites still have a harder time finding work? And despite more blacks having college degrees than Latinos in the U.S., Latinos have a lower unemployment rate, according to the Labor Department and census data. Does blacks with the same credentials as whites and Latinos also earn considerably less? The median weekly paycheck for a white college grad last year was $1,132. For a black college grad, it was for $895, over $230 less a week. Blacks earns less. Black Americans earn less than Asians and Latinos as well. Because blacks access to unemployment networks and opportunities, for example, job training, play a role too. Discrimination among employers, whether conscious or not, factors into the black employment picture as well, according to some experts. And Ms. Wilson also adds that it's not time to cheer and say mission accomplished just yet, quote unquote. Well, yes, it definitely has been some improvement, but there should be definitely have to do more. Definitely have to do a whole lot more. According to, talking about the NBA playoffs, of course, Derrick Rose hit a buzzer-beating three-pointer, beating the Cavaliers 99-96 in Game 3 yesterday. They now lead the series 2-1. That was the first time the Bulls have won a game-winning shot since Michael Jordan hit a 10-second shot, I think a three-pointer, game-winning three-point shot in the last game of the 1998 NBA playoffs. That was like the last time the Bulls went to the NBA Finals and won. That was 17 years ago. So, time flies, right? Time flies. And that was when the Bulls, had their second three-peat, won six championships all throughout the six championships throughout the 90s. And I must say that's quite impressive. That's very impressive. The Bulls are going to be playing the Cavaliers later today at 3:30 p.m. on ABC, which is another reason why I may end the show a little bit earlier or probably just end the show as soon as 3:30 hit, just leave so I can check out the game, as well as make dinner for my mom for the day, Mother's Day. So, Well, and, of course, the Hawks, they unfortunately lost to the Washington Wizards yesterday in another buzzer beater game in D.C. They lost 103-101. And with that, the Washington Wizards broke the tie yesterday, and now they lead the series 2-1. This is a do or die situation for the Hawks. They have to win at least one game in Washington before going back to play Game 5, which will be in Atlanta, hopefully. And so hopefully the Hawks will be playing, will do well tomorrow. Be playing tomorrow sometime. I think it will be on ESPN or TNT. It's going to be on ABC. I think it's going to be, ABC. ESPN. But check your local listings. Check your local and cable listings and see which of the games will be coming up in your area, in your time zone. Yeah, so like I said, the Bulls and the Cavaliers are going to be playing today at 3:30 p.m. on ABC. The Clippers and the Houston Rockets of Game 4 will be playing today also, later today, tonight really, at 8:30 p.m. on TNT. And so far the Clippers lead the series 2-1. Just want to let you all know about that. It's 3:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. It's going to be, I guess, if I didn't mention it yesterday, I think Marvella, the namesake of the show, she will probably have some shows during the week. I know it's been a while since you last heard her voice. I know some of the fans here will probably be, well, some of our marvelous fans would love to hear Marvella, you know, do some talking. I know probably some people probably are probably tired of hearing my voice, but, you know, I'm just trying to get myself better. You know, practice makes perfect, right? Practice makes perfect. And speaking of which, I do have some good news going on. This is from International News. It says that 10 men who plotted an attack on Pakistani activist and future Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai have been sentenced to life in prison. Yes. On October 9, 2012, Ms. Yousafzai, who was then 15 years old at the time, and two classmates were shot by a Taliban gunman in Swat, Pakistan. Militants behind the attack were identified last year, as the Express Tribune reported. The Pakistani army said they were members of a group called Shura, part of the national branch of the Taliban over there in Pakistan. An anti-terrorism court in Swat sentenced the men 3 days ago. Authorities were criticized for their long investigation. This Pakistani political scientist Hassan Askar Rizvi told the Daily Beast back in 2012 that this is a routine problem in Pakistan. Quote, says we don't have proper investigations. Our prosecutors are ill-equipped to handle terrorism cases, and there is no system to protect witnesses, so no one speaks up. Unquote. And some also sympathized with the attackers. And Mr. Rizvi said, people don't want to speak out against these people because they agree with their ideology. In those cases, many witnesses prefer to withhold evidence. Malala Yousafzai is, as we know, last year won the Nobel Peace Prize last year, making her at 17 years old the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner ever, basically eclipsing the record that was held by the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Yousafzai, who was the author of the acclaimed book I Am Malala, The Girl Who Stood Up for Education and Was Shot by the Taliban, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014. In the book, she wrote The Power of Education in Pakistan, Education Threatened by Extremist Groups. She wrote that, quote, that for us girls, that doorway was like a magical entrance to our own special world. As we skip through, we cast off our headscarves like wind puffing away clouds to make way for the sun that ran helter-skelter up the steps, unquote. Says despite for Malala has already fought for several years for the right of girls to education, has shown by example that children and young people, too, can contribute to improving their own situations, the Nobel Committee wrote. This she has done under the most dangerous circumstances, quote unquote. Yousafzai, fearing for her safety in Pakistan, now lives in the United Kingdom, in Britain, where she received medical treatment after she was shot. And she says, she said back in 2013 that I want to tell the students of UK that to think that it's very precious, it's very prestigious to go to school. She said in 2013, Ms. Malala said in 2013. She also adds that reading a book, having a pen in our hands, studying, sitting in a classroom is something very special for us because once we were deprived from it and because what we have seen in SWAT, quote unquote. Reporter Saeem Saeed wrote in Pakistan's English Language Express Tribune last year, says that her life continues to divide Pakistani public opinion. As Washington, and to add on, in addition to which, the Washington Post, Richard Levy and Carla Adam reported that, quote, some see her position as a Western stooge only cemented. Her well-wishers see her as a powerful force to both combat religious extremism as well as an advocate for women's rights, quote unquote. And this is from Justin Moyer, who is a reporter from the Washington Post Morning Mix. You can follow him on Twitter on at Justin W. M. Moyer. So thank you, Justin Moyer, for your article. We thank you very much to even talk about it. And I guess that is a good thing. You know, I mean, you know, today is Mother's Day, and I guess it is probably a good thing that we're able to talk about, you know, mothers who do good things. I mean, I know you hear in the news about, you know, a lot of ratchetness going on in the world, particularly, like, hearing about mothers putting their kids in freezers and stuff just to get a check. And, yeah, I mean, you know, those are not the majority of mothers, whether they're black, white, or regardless of their ethnicity or skin color. The thing is that uplift the ones that are actually want to be mothers, who want to be parents, who want to be want to aspire the good in people, not for the bad. And I know she's, although she's 17, if you want to talk about a figure, a good spokesperson for women to be a good person, to be a good role model for the girls, you know, if you're tired of seeing young girls growing up to be ratchets and twerkers and stuff, how about take a look at Malala? She's 17 years old, and she has a Nobel Peace Prize. How many teenagers in general can say that? Not many. Well, yeah, not many at all. I mean, she's the only one. She's the only teenager to actually have a Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, only other person to have a Peace Prize that young was Martin Luther King Jr., and he was 35 when he won it, when he won his. But I just want to say, even though it is it's going on 3:28 right now, just want to end it on at least on a good note. And I'm glad and I'm thankful for everyone who's listening to us. And thank you for making it possible for actually be on the air to broadcast on for a whole year. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you all for listening. And Marvella, thank you as well. Thank you very much. Yes, I know, 90 seconds. Here we go. But I just want to say thank you all for listening to us, making it possible for us to be on the air for a year, a whole 12 months, and hopefully we'll continue to improve our broadcast and be around for another 12 months, another year. And I think Marvella is planning on having some additional shows. She might have some shows during the week. Check our It's Marvelous Radio Show Facebook page. Check the next time we'll be on the air. Aside from the regular time, we always on air, like every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Unless changed notably in advance. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. Continue to have a marvelous Mother's Day, a marvelous Sunday in general. And hopefully we'll see you again next weekend. Have a wonderful and marvelous week. This is the It's Marvelous Radio Show program brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to end the show, the Beatles classic, Let It Be. Take care, everyone. Take care and have a marvelous Sunday and Mother's Day. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my arms of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. And when the
broken hearted people living in the world of grief. There will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Yeah, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be.
Almost forgot. Happy Mother's Day to Miss Dorothy Dale Brumfield Barrett. Happy anniversary, Mom. Now I can sign off correctly. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll see you next weekend. And have a marvelous Mother's Day and a marvelous Sunday. Take care, everyone.